Hello and welcome to the Project Love podcast. I'm Selina Barker.
And I'm Vicky Pevitt. In these podcasts, we explore what it takes to create a life, relationship and career you love.
And not just one that looks good on the outside, but one that feels good on the inside.
So this is actually take two of this particular Project Love episode. Take one was a little bit different because we were sitting in a sweltering room. I think it was reaching probably 40 degrees. The window had to be shut to avoid any background noise. We were sitting in my son's little toddler teepee because it gives a good acoustics. But seemingly the universe decided it had different plans. It demanded that we have a bit of an upgrade. And now we are doing this from a proper podcast recording studio.
How does it feel, yeah. Vicky?
Oh my God, what an upgrade. What an upgrade. Air conditioned, proper mics, sitting down.
I feel very comfortable with this. I'm enjoying this upgrade. So, today's episode is halfway through the year review. So we're going to be looking at all that you have done, all that has happened since the start of 2018, really taking the time to acknowledge what's been going on for you, the lessons you've learnt, the lessons that we've learnt, mm-hmm. And then to take a look forward to the next 6 months. I know actually we're really in month seven. This should have been done around the 1st of July, but we were busy. What were we doing, Vicky?
We were busy spreading love at a festival called Love International.
We were, exactly. We were too busy dancing to stop and do a podcast. And so, yeah, then we'll be looking at what you want to make these next 6 months all about. And we've done this review ourselves. We did it last week. And since then, particularly in Vicky's life, all sorts of magic has been unfolding. So I can't wait to explore that and for you guys to hear what's been going on for her. But we also asked for you to send in stories of how you've been getting on, particularly if you did our Goodbye 2017, Hello 2018 journal at the start of the year to see how you got on. We've got a really good range of responses mm-hmm. that we're going to take a look through. But let's start by talking about why it is so good to get into the practice of pausing and reviewing and reflecting and seeing how you've been getting on. And actually, we did this when we hit April, didn't we? We did a quarterly review. And so this time around, we wanted to share that process with you guys so you could do it too. So you might want to, if you're walking around, or if you're listening to this while you're driving the car, then listen through it. When you get home, you can look in the show notes. We'll have all the questions in there for you to go through yourself. Or if you're at home now and you're comfortable and relaxed and want to get a pen and paper out or get your notes on your phone out, then you can pause each time we ask a question and you can do this process with us. So we'll be sharing some of the things that came out for us too. Should we have a look first, though, at what some of our wonderful listeners told us about what's happened for them in the past 6 months, particularly those that set commitments at the start of the year, having done Goodbye, Hello.
Okay, so we're going to start with Marigold. And she said, my, where to start? After doing Goodbye 2017, Hello 2018, I declared 2018 my year of joy. Oh, I love that. 3 days later, 3 days later, I emphasise, I quit my 15-year career in education and I'm now fulfilling my lifelong dream of becoming an artist. Every day is filled with so much more joy. It's a journey, but it's one I want to be on and have chosen to be on, and I'm creating every moment, every day.
So good. Aww. This is the power of commitment, though. But like, really, we're not talking about marriage commitment. We're talking about setting an intention, setting a goal that you're going to play towards, and really with every part of you committing to doing everything you can in your power to honouring that. Mm-hmm. And there is such a magic that comes with it. Whether you believe or not in the universe listening or whatever your beliefs might be, we've seen it time and time again when people commit to making this their year of love, transforming their love life, finding fulfilling work and changing career or whatever the commitment is, or just setting an intention of cultivating more of something in their lives, there is something that just seems to happen. Maybe it's that we've then, it kind of like a GPS starts to direct us towards things. Certainly for me, it feels like it then opens my eyes up to opportunities that were probably there before, but I just didn't see them, mm-hmm. and sort of guides my actions and guides my choices. Mm-hmm. So it's just, and it can happen that quickly, mm-hmm. that, you know, you can set an intention and the next day, you know, you make a big decision like, right, if this, I'm really committed to this, it's time to make some like big, probably quite scary, quitting your career of 15 years is a massive move.
Huge.
But you know, but it takes courage to design a life you love and to live a life you love. Absolutely, there's always going to be big changes you've got to make like that. Mm-hmm. So Marigold, what an inspiration. Mm. I also love how she says about now being an artist, and because Marigold's been doing some of the courses with us and some courses I've been doing with Marianne at Free Range Humans, you know, I've seen her on this journey, and it's about, again, giving yourself permission to be something, mm-hmm. not waiting for someone else or a role to be given to you or someone else to recognize you and say, oh, you know, I think in my eyes you're an artist, therefore now you have permission. It's actually mm-hmm. going, I'm an artist, and that is the path that I want to follow now. And again, that takes courage, particularly mm-hmm. something like an artist, being a writer, something that's not, you know, on the traditional trajectory of, mm. you know, a ladder of hierarchy in the traditional job world. Mm. But it's those kinds of choices that make people come alive. Mm. So, so exciting. Thank you so much, Marigold, for sharing that.
Yeah, thank you.
So we got a great comment on Instagram from a lady who said things haven't exactly gone to plan because she had done the goodbye hello journal and had obviously, she hasn't told us what plans that she'd set out, but she just says things haven't exactly gone to plan. Maybe we shouldn't live our lives to plans, but instead should learn from every opportunity and understand that we become stronger, better and more insightful people because of the challenges that arise. That's a positive twist, she says, on my utterly shit situation.
It's not a shit situation. I think there's so much wisdom, you know, that can be found in those like bumps along the way. You know, it's not always a smooth ride. It's not always a linear journey. Life isn't a linear journey. And I think we're conditioned to believe that it's like hitting these milestones and progressing and kind of, you know, traveling up this ladder, when actually it's not like that. It's a lot more meandering, and there's so much beauty that can be found when you do meander. And sometimes you realize that actually the goal, the thing that you wanted, isn't what you wanted at all, and it's actually where you are, where you get to along the way.
Yeah,
you end up finding out that, you know, through those lessons that you're learning along the way, that maybe it's something else, and then recalibrating,
yeah,
redirecting,
yeah, which is exactly what's happened to you, hasn't it, Vicky? We'll share that in a bit. But I think also it's just really important to point out that this isn't about, life designing isn't about creating the plan and then making sure that plan happens, and if you get to the, you know, this 6 month point and things have gone completely off track, haven't gone that direction at all, this is not a sign of failure. It just means that's why these reviews are so important, to go, okay, I said I was going to do that, or that was the plan. It hasn't happened. Is it because you started on that journey and you realize, oh God, this is not how I imagined it would be? Mm. Or actually, I don't actually want this. There's something else that I want. Mm. Or is it that actually life has come along and sort of just pulled the rug from under your feet, which can happen. And, you know, it's through no fault of yours. This just shit happens. And then it just means that that plan has to be shelved for a little bit or put on pause. Other things need to be attended to. Mm-hmm. So just because things haven't gone to plan doesn't mean that there was a failure. And absolutely, you know, saying that looking at what you can learn at every opportunity is absolutely key. And at the end of the day, the plan really needs to be about following your heart, listening to what you need along the way. And that's the best plan there is. So I think it is really important. I'm very much one for not setting, at this stage of my life, not setting specific goals. I prefer to set intentions that allow me to see what grows out of that rather than being specific. Whereas for some people, and like you, Vicky, at the moment, it's really worked for you to have specific goals. So I think there's, you know, there's not strict rules to this. You need to find what way works for you. Mm-hmm. And that's always our aim with Goodbye Hello, is to allow for people to approach it in different ways. Sometimes it's about planting seeds to see how it grows. And sometimes it's like, that's the goal I'm going for. Let's play full out and see if we make it. And sometimes you will and sometimes you won't. And then, you know, when you review, you can look back and go, okay, what worked and what didn't work, which is one of the things that we're going to be doing today. But also I do want to say to the lady that sent that Instagram message, just a big hug, because it really is so hard when you set out at the start of the year with a plan and then halfway through, you know, like this lady said, this is an utterly shit situation. Just, yeah, massive hug. That is hard when you go through those disappointments and setbacks.
Okay, so we've got another one to share with you. And this one just blew our minds a little bit. I'm going to read out what she sent to us. After doing goodbye 2017, hello 2018, I made 2018 my year of happiness. And it's been absolutely transformational. Okay, wait for this. I set myself 3 top goals: buy a flat, get a pay rise, and go to Peru. I will complete on my flat later this week after getting a substantial pay rise a couple of months ago. And on Saturday, I go to Peru for 2 weeks.
Oh my God. I mean, what I would love, I would love to speak more to Becky and find out how she went from setting those goals and actually making them happen.
Yeah.
But because, I mean, because it does require, it's one thing writing things down, it's quite another making them all happen within the first 6 months. I was like, amazing.
Wow.
But actually, this might be a good time to share what's been happening for you, having set some specific goals, because we can have a look at, like, just unpack a little bit, what did you do after setting those intentions? Mm-hmm. So if you listen to Why We All Need to Learn to Dream Again, a podcast that we did back in, I think it was October.
Mm, October, yeah.
Definitely worth a listen, particularly if you enjoy this episode. But Vicky talked about a dream of hers that was kind of emerging and that she was committing to. And so tell us what that was, to sort of remind us, for those that haven't listened to the episode yet or can't remember it exactly.
Yeah, so in October I declared a dream of living and working in Ibiza within 3 years.
Yeah.
And it's been something that's been simmering away, but October was a big milestone to really declare it out into the world publicly, and to you, to other loved ones, you know, to take it seriously. And so my goodbye hello was really focused on exploring that, unpacking that dream and taking it seriously. And I ended up setting an intention to go and explore Ibiza. So I organised a recce, a live-work recce, for the spring. I think it was end of March, April time. I went out there for a week and I set up some meetings to explore what living there would be really like. So speaking to friends that have made the move and friends of friends, and speaking with an estate agent. So one of the days we just got shown around all these plots of land for sale, you know, ridiculous amounts of money they were. But it was like this week of playing, just imagining as if we could just move tomorrow. Let's just explore it like that and let's put no barriers in place. Just explored the island, really putting myself in the way of beauty, which is part of the intention really as well.
God, I love that. I'd forgotten that part.
Yeah. And it's actually a quote from the writer Cheryl Strayed, and she said her mother used to tell her, put yourself in the way of beauty. And I felt like being surrounded by beauty in Ibiza for a week, that was really coming to life for me. And there was so much momentum around it. But of course, like the challenges, you know, getting back from such a magical week, you know, the challenges then keeping up that momentum when you're back. And we spent a lovely Friday afternoon, Friday just gone, really going through our 6 month review. And I realized, actually, I think I'd stopped engaging with the dream. Not consciously, but I realised that I hadn't really been thinking anything about it since we got back. And it's been, you know, nearly 3 months since we got back. And so it was a really interesting day, Friday, because I guess at the beginning of the process, I was feeling a bit like a failure. Like, oh God, I haven't really done anything since I got back. Why haven't I been doing anything? And then I actually set an intention to, you know, focus on getting ready for it. Like, maybe it's not the right time for this for me to progress in the way that I want to just yet. But let's put an intention in place that allows me to just let myself get ready for it and to prepare the right conditions for the dream to grow.
Yeah.
And so that was the intention on Friday. And then I found myself on the weekend just having a look again, like re-engaging with this listings website that I'd found in Ibiza, and just kind of looking at what's available now, what kind of properties are available. And I found this dreamy three-bed villa, three-bed house, and just for fun, just playing, bringing that more playful energy back into things that was missing, you know, over the last few months. I just emailed and said, when's it available? And I got an email back saying October. And then the guy called me on my way to record this podcast. The agent called me and said, are you still interested? So I, you know, was saying, thinking about relocating and just going along playing again.
Playing again, exactly.
Yeah. And acting as if it could just happen tomorrow. And it was a bit out of my price range. So I told him that. And I felt like every barrier I put his way, he was like, yeah, no, well, we...
I kept taking them down for you.
Yeah, exactly. He was like, oh, don't worry, you know, we can speak to the owner. And, oh, no, it's fine about that. And, oh, is it dog friendly? Yes, actually, most homes in Ibiza aren't dog friendly, but this one is. And like,
oh, my God.
And he goes, let's help you get to Ibiza, this really passionate estate agent. I was like, what the hell? And historically, whenever I'd engaged with this listings website, just playing again, emailing people, they've never responded. They've never replied. And while I was out there during the week, I'd actually emailed a few agents to see if we could go. And only one of them, and it was actually through the Airbnb that we stayed at, only one of them we ended up, engaging with us and actually showing us around some properties. But that was only through this Airbnb person. The people that I'd actually emailed never replied to me, never got back to me. So it just feels like, maybe it's the right time to be engaging with it now. I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, also, you put a message out there. You know, it propelled you back into action.
Yes.
And the energy we bring to even sending an email.
Totally.
You know, you send an email and we don't realise how much in our choice of words or the tone of an email and certainly a tone of a conversation, people pick up on that, whether they realise they are picking up on it. So we're kind of like, I don't really think you're going to be able to show us around any houses, but I'll send this email anyway.
Yeah.
Vibe. It's going to be very different to, hi, I'm here, I'm present, I'm playing, I got a dream, will you help me? The right person's going to be like, oh my God, yes, let me pick up the phone and speak to this person.
Yeah.
But also that's not the only thing that's come up for you.
Yeah, so then I also...
don't stop there.
I know, I'll carry on. so then last week we went round to a friend's house for dinner and he was talking about his property right near us, actually, in East London, that it was one of those share-to-buy schemes. And he was talking about how it works. And historically, with anything to do with property, I've just put a massive barrier up because I'm not, as you know, all these limiting beliefs. I'm not the kind of person that could save a deposit. I'm not the kind of person that could buy in London. If I buy somewhere, I'll have to massively compromise. I'll have to move away from my friends. And I'd put all these barriers in place, which made me believe that I'm not going to be able to buy in London. That's it. And just to accept it. And then speaking to him, I was like, I could feel this opening. Like, oh, maybe this is worth exploring. Maybe that could be the way that we could buy in London if we wanted to stay in London. So part of when I was emailing and sending these messages off, I also looked at the share to buy scheme online and I looked at some properties and I also looked to see if I could view a property this week. And then yesterday the guy calls me again, like this never happens usually, you know, you send these emails, they never even get back to you. All the properties in such demand that you missed the boat anyway if you hadn't seen it the day, you know, it came the day it was live. But yeah, the guy was really helpful, explained how the scheme works and that it's possible within my budget and do I want to come see it this week. So today at 4 o'clock I'm also going to see a London property that we could actually buy if we wanted to, which
is so
crazy.
I mean, it just goes to show as well the power of working on the limiting beliefs that are holding you back and going to work on those. And actually, if you set out a plan or a dream or a big goal at the start of the year, and quite often what first comes up is the shitty committee, all of that negative, all the sort of critical negative things being said inside your head by yourself, to yourself, all the limiting beliefs, all the reasons why you think it's not going to happen, often the first thing to come up. And if you don't recognise that as a natural part of the process, that in itself can just kill your dream flat. Yeah. That, and also you'll find that those things are being echoed by people outside of you. So then that completely puts the nail in the coffin. Done. Forget the dream. I was a fool to think I could ever do that. But if you actually go, and if this has happened to you and it's derailed you or made you put off, you know, decide, no, that dream isn't for me, I could never have that, come back to it and, you know, get involved in exploring what those limiting beliefs are and unpacking them and seeing, okay, let me find how the opposite to that is also true. Because we go around looking for evidence to show, for example, you're like, oh, I couldn't possibly afford that. Well, they've got a house because they had, you know, help from their parents. Well, they've got a house because she's got loads of money, so they're able to save for a deposit. Or, you know, he or she've got a house, you know, and looking for reasons why, but I'm different. So I never will. And so it's like kind of unpacking that and just opening yourself up to inviting the good stuff in. And this is something that I've been doing and I want to continue doing over the next 6 months, is rather than the specific goals, is playing with those, the kind of energy stuff. And so is going, I've been reading The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks, which I think is amazing. And it's really about, it's all about upper limiting, how we limit ourselves. And so it's looking at how do you, by doing the inner work, open yourself up to an expanding amount of success, love and abundance. And I'm like, yes, I want all of that. Let's do it. Let's play this game. And as I've been doing that, things have been happening, particularly around work, all these opportunities, everything, all these seeds have been planting, suddenly started flourishing. And again, is it a coincidence? I don't, it doesn't feel like a coincidence. It feels like it's very much, you know, been happening thanks to us kind of opening up to, you know, for example, with our podcast, the first time we did this, working out, and we were saying it's time for an upgrade. We shouldn't be recording these like so sweaty. We're like delirious in the heat in a toddler's teepee. We deserve more. We should be giving ourselves more.
Yeah.
And the universe agreed and so decided to force our hand.
And we were open to receiving it.
Exactly. We happily made space in our diaries to record in a recording studio. But yeah, so for me, definitely the intentions, the commitments I set at the moment are far more playing with that. Let's see how we can clear the blocks, the internal blocks, and then see what happens on the outside. So it's just exciting to see it all the magic happening. Shall we actually go through the 6 month review so that everyone can do this? We could sit here all day chatting about this and your dreams, which I love. But I love it because we've been able to witness your journey from all the way back in October. I don't know how many months it is. I'm terrible at maths, but let's say it's 9 months ago. And see how you've been getting on in that journey and how it's been, you know, winding, and how for a while you put it down and then you picked it up again.
Yeah.
But now you opened up to other opportunities, other options as well, with maybe a place in London. And it's like, that is how the journey is. I think also there's, I mean, no one goes for 6 months straight gunning at a dream without needing a few breaks. So sometimes you do need to put it down for a few months and then come back to it, perhaps from a different angle or, you know, with new information. Okay, so if you're doing this now with us, grab a pen and a paper or open up notes on your phone or a document on your laptop.
Document.
I'm always so archaic. Anyway, so this first question just helps to ground you here, right now, in the moment. So how are you feeling at the moment?
I'm feeling so grateful at the moment. I'm feeling really grateful for opportunities that are coming our way in our business, opportunities that are coming my way in life, and just feeling grateful for all of the wonderful people in my life. And yeah, I just feel great at the moment.
Full of gratitude. The sun is shining.
Yeah.
I'm definitely feeling all the magic and the gratitude and feeling like we're really, with Project Love, harvesting from a lot of the seeds that we've been toiling away in the fields, and now things are, well, between now and the end of the year, a lot of things are going to be, we'll be able to reveal a lot of things to the rest of you of what's happening, which is very exciting. I think as well as the gratitude, for me, there's a bit of a sense of the calm before the storm, because I know as of September, it is going to be full on in work and at home. So there's a slight amount of big gulp apprehension. Okay, I could totally do this, but it's not there yet, so let's just keep relaxing, enjoying the summer while it's here, getting my energy ready. But yeah, so very grateful, but it's quite good actually to recognize that there is that coming up, because then it's important that I actually think before I get into the thick of it, what can I do to make sure I give myself the support that I need and receive the support that I need as I'm going through that. So yeah, so now you'll go. How are you feeling at the moment? Oh my God. This one, I have to say, I had to go into my calendar and look month by month, because when you say what's happened in the last 6 months, I just see a blur of things. All I could recall was it snowed in the winter. Like, couldn't remember any sunny. I was like, couldn't remember any specifics. I went through my calendar month by month, like literally going through, you know, things I booked in. Wow, that list was long. I can't believe how much we've done in 6 months, particularly around work.
Yeah.
I've also been in the process of buying a house. That's in the last quarter.
And you nearly forgot that one.
I nearly forgot that. I nearly completely forgot that off my list altogether. So, it was astonishing, actually, to see how much you've done. And that's why it's so important, pausing, actually, even if you just write down a list of all the things you've done, if you knew nothing else but that, just to acknowledge and to celebrate the achievements, acknowledge the challenges you've been through, acknowledge the tough times as well as remember the happy times, just to take a moment, because otherwise we can just rush through life onto the next and never really acknowledge what we have done. And it's so important. I was speaking to a client the other day saying cultivate the inner cheerleader, because it really helps to cultivate confidence and just remind yourself, yeah, I have got this. I can totally do this. Good for me. This is, you know, and to celebrate it as well. I think pausing for moments in life to celebrate is so important, because otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah.
You know, you didn't get a certificate at the end.
No trophy.
On your deathbed. Here you go. There's your gold star. Oh, thanks very much. So give yourself gold stars along the way.
Yeah. I think that's why Friday, you know, when we did our 6 month review together, it was so nice to just spend some time looking back to see how far we've come, because we spend so much time looking forward,
yeah,
getting excited about the next project, the next thing. And it was so nice to just sit down and take stock and look back and think, wow, we've done so much that we're proud of,
yeah,
and so much that we're grateful for.
Yeah. And also that we definitely deserve a chilled out summer, because we have done a lot.
It's crazy.
Wow. Yeah. So have a go at this yourself. Definitely, if you're anything like us, or certainly like me, have a look through your calendar to remind yourself of what you've been up to. And take time over it, because initially we tried to sort of, we gave ourselves a half hour window to do this, but actually it needed a good 2 hours to really take the time to go through it. Don't rush past acknowledging yourself for all that you've done. All that's happened, and all the challenges that you've overcome. So much can happen in 6 months. It's astonishing. Okay, next question. What have you done that you're proud of?
So much, actually. It was when I looked back and realised there's so many, especially in the work capacity, you know, how many projects I'm really proud of. We've got an exciting collaboration with a well-known dating brand. I'm sure you can guess which one it is. But we have been working behind the scenes on a brand new product that we'll be launching very soon. We'll be launching in September. We can't wait to reveal more about that, but I'm incredibly proud of that. I'm also incredibly proud of going out to Ibiza and taking my dream seriously and then living and playing with it, living it for a week, just to really, as a symbol to myself that I'm taking it seriously. So I'm incredibly proud of that. And also just proud to see, like, this process again has just made me look back and realise, you know, how far I've come since October, since declaring that dream. And I just feel proud of myself for just committing to it and sticking with it, even when it hasn't felt like I've been sticking with it. You know,
yeah.
I have, and just to appreciate the way that journey can meander, and that it's all useful, that it's all valuable.
Yeah.
And I'm learning so much along the way.
Exactly. This is why I bang on about taking your dream seriously, allowing yourself to dream and taking your dream seriously, because it's not just about the result, the end result. It's in the very act of taking that dream seriously, so much so that you got on a plane and you went to Ibiza and you were there calling, you know, estate agents and going to check out places. regardless of whether you end up moving there or not, the fulfillment you get from honouring your dream is such a magic to it. It feels great, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Exactly.
When we met up just now to record this podcast, because I'd just spoken to this lovely estate agent in Ibiza, I was like, hi, just beaming, just buzzing with happiness. Yeah, yeah. It's that fulfillment. That's exactly it.
There's no fulfillment quite like allowing yourself to dream and then being the person that makes that dream come true, even before you've actually got to that result. And even if you get to a point where you go, do you know what? The Ibiza dream didn't happen, but along the way, another dream emerged that actually was even more right for me. That's perfect. That is how, you know, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if the original dream, whether it happens or not, it's where it takes you. And it's that very act of honouring your dream and taking the actions to make it happen. Oh, God, it is so good. It's addictive. Once you start it, because it's scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's scary
to actually go. The unknown.
Yeah. And to put yourself out there to go, I've got this dream. I don't know what people will think of it, but I'm going to back it.
Yeah.
And it's easier backing other people's dreams.
Yeah.
But backing your own dream can feel a bit like, oh, God, what are people going to think of me? Or, you know, a lot of shitty committee thoughts come in when you back your own dream and decide you're going to go for it. But once you get through that, nothing, there's no fulfillment quite like it. It's got magic quality to it.
Yeah.
Yay. So more dreams, people, in the next 6 months. So, next ones. What have been your happiest moments? So mine definitely revolve a lot around dancing, hanging out with friends and family, and being by the sea.
Lovely.
The simple pleasures in life. And actually, making time for that, making that a priority, because I am definitely a workaholic, or I have workaholic tendencies. I have to work hard not to let that take over. So the fact that a lot of my happy memories involve the good stuff, the simple pleasures in life, is a good reminder that, you know what, I have weaved a lot of that in, as well as the work. I'm definitely getting that balance. Some people say there's not a work-life balance, but I believe there is. You can go full, like, really hard at work, but then as long as you give yourself time to go really hard at play and rest, that to me is balance. And I like to think I've done all of those things. At least one or two lions in the last 6 months that I can remember. Pretty magic these days when you have a toddler to be able to have those. So have a go at writing down what have been some of your happiest moments.
So the next one is, what have been your most challenging moments? For me, it's definitely the overwhelm, juggling balls, lots of balls, and spinning lots of plates. And, you know, realising, you know, looking back on the last 6 months and realising how much we've done. And of course, it's going to be overwhelming at times to be spinning that many plates all at once or in the air at the same time. But it's also appreciating that, you know, we've said yes to everything on our plate. It's just a case of managing the overwhelm and using our tools as coaches to manage it and to prioritize our well-being so that we are able to, you know, be resilient, you know, to keep bouncing back and to prioritize recovery and to make sure we're looking after ourselves in the process
and supporting one another in doing that as well. Yeah. Is really, you know, it's an important part of Project Love, as you would hope. So we're not actually running ourselves into the ground. And I think year on year, I mean, running a business is hard. You know, it's incredibly fulfilling. I wouldn't choose any other path ever. And having a business partner now just makes it even better, having, you know, spent many years working on my own. And the beauty of it is that we get to make sure, support one another, going, why don't you just... maybe just stop today and why don't you just take tomorrow off?
Yes.
Oh, can I? Yeah. I'm not the harsh taskmaster here. It's you doing it to yourself. And I think, but you know, year on year, I see us improving. We're looking after ourselves.
Yeah.
And not allowing things to get so far that we're losing our minds in fatigue and adrenaline. So yeah, that's always the challenge, isn't it? We always come back to that challenge, really. I think, yeah, the overwhelm. The next question is, what would you like to do less of over the next 6 months? So have a think about things you've been doing over the last 6 months that if you could wave a magic wand, you'd actually do a bit less of that. So think about that one for a moment. My answer was, and again, this is because of reading The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks recently, and he talks about your zone of incompetence, mine would be anything to do with numbers, competence, excellence, and your zone of genius. And he said a lot of people get stuck in their zone of excellence rather than really focusing on the zone of genius. And so for me, what I want to do less of is stuff that I'm all right at and do more of stuff that I'm really good at, that is like really my thing. Because I think you can end up, well, I can do it, so I'll do it. And it's actually, what about playing a game over the next 6 months of seeing how I can do less of the things that, yeah, I can do, but do you know what? Someone else could do it better, or my time be better spent on doing the things that I'm really good at. So I've combined the next two questions into one, but actually maybe you want to look at that as well. Have a look at what would you like to do less of over the next 6 months and what would you like to do more of? Because sometimes, quite often, they come hand in hand. So one will free you up to do the other. So that's my answer. How about you? If there's anything you'd like to do more of?
So the thing that I want to do more of is dating. I want to be going on more friend dates, including friend dates with you, my biz wife. We realised when we were in this festival that we mentioned, Love International, and we were just having so much fun with each other. And we realised, oh my God, we've been missing this quality time, actually just being with each other as friends and not as business partners for 1 week. And we made an intention on the dance floor in Croatia to go on more friend dates with each other and to keep spending that quality time, keep remembering how important that is.
We need to get one in the diary. We need to get one in the calendar. This is key. We'll get to this a little bit later on. But as you're starting to write down the things that you want more of, you do need to get it into your calendar.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it can stay as a lovely intention. I want to do that. But as soon as you get it into your calendar, I'm doing that. That is something I've actually booked in. So,
straight on listening.
Please hold us to account. That's another thing when it comes to things like this. Now we're getting into like what we want to be doing over the next 6 months, is if you have found that you put things down, particularly if you did goodbye, hello, and you put down your commitments, there are some commitments that you haven't stuck to. Rather than looking at it like you failed, ask yourself, okay, how can I make sure, if you still want to be doing those commitments, how can I make sure I do stick to them this time? And quite often what really works is having someone hold you to account. So a friend or a group of friends or someone you live with, and you say, look, I really want to make sure I go to yoga once a week, or I want to make sure that I book in a date with my friends twice a month or whatever it is. Please hold me to account. Make sure that I do it. I'm going to put it in my diary tomorrow. Can you ask me if I've done it, kind of thing? And it really does make a difference.
Yeah. And now the final one is, what three commitments would you like to make over the next 6 months?
So my commitments, like I said, I'm not into specifics so much, although I have got one specific, which is monthly dates with my partner. So what I need to do, back to the calendar, is actually book them in and probably sit down and agree with him, right, between now and December, let's book one in a month. Book in the babysitter or whoever's going to look after him and get it booked now, because that is the bit that has stopped us from fulfilling that commitment in the last 6 months. It's sporadic, and it's when we have time or someone comes to stay and we're like, oh, you want to, you know, grandma, do you want to look after Sammy tonight while we go out? And actually just being more focused about it, because it makes such a difference when we do. My other ones have been intentions, so following on again from which is obviously a big game changer for me, The Big Leap book, opening up to allow love, success and abundance into my life. And just I love putting those things and just seeing how they grow. So setting that seed and just seeing what happens. And then the other one is around a very exciting project that's happening in autumn. I'm not going to say what it is yet, but I can say the intention around it. I want this to be an empowering catalyst for change in people's lives, both those that participate, those that work on it, and those that listen to it for
very mysterious. Oh, what could
oh,
it
I love
be?
That intention.
But I thought, you know, it's a big project I'm taking on, and I feel quite comfortable about it. It's one that's kind of being done, but outside of Project Love. So it's just me on my own again, rather than with Vicky by my side. But I think setting an intention of what we're creating helps to kind of calm me mm-hmm. and go, oh yeah, it's not just about spotlight on me. It's actually, what are we here to create and the mm-hmm. impact I want it to have on others and all those that are involved in it. And suddenly, ah, oh, yeah, okay, I want to play this game.
I love that. Okay, so mine is, I've got a similar one to you. I think you inspired me on Friday, opening up to receive abundance and to trust. Trust is a massive one for me, to trust in abundance. Even when I don't have the plan, the how of how I'm going to get from where I am now to where I want to be, just to trust that the right thing is on its way to me. That, and that has been historically very hard for me to do. And yeah, so I'm really going to embrace that in the next 6 months. And see what unfolds out mm-hmm. of that. Re-engage with Project Ibiza, which is already on its way. And to prepare the right conditions, to spend my energy preparing the right conditions for the Ibiza dream to grow. And then dating. Friend dates and more dates with Pav, my husband.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about the dates. I love dates. It's about putting your relationship, whether it's with a friend or a sibling or your partner, but putting a kind of a sacred circle around it for a specific period of time and being focused on that relationship and really attending to it and giving it some love. Mm-hmm. It does make such a difference. It really helps those relationships to deepen.
Totally.
And to keep growing. And for you as well, to have that deeper connection with another human being.
Yeah.
It does make such a difference. So yay to dates with yourself and with others.
It's like we said in the friendship podcast, put romance into your friendships and friendship into your romance.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. It's great. So that is the last of your questions. Please come and let us know how you got on. And if you did goodbye, hello at the start of this year or end of last year, and if it's beginning to show results for you, or it's really had a good positive impact on you, then we would love to hear from you. Towards the end of the year, the next Goodbye 2018, Hello 2019 will be out. We're hoping to spread it much further than we did last time when we did the Kickstarter. But for those of you that supported us in the Kickstarter, thank you, because that support has really helped us to take it to the next level this year. And if you've got stories to share with us of how it's been since you did Goodbye Hello, please come and share them at hello@loveprojectlove.com, because we would love to be able to share some of your stories as we get ready to launch the new Goodbye Hello journal. Yeah. One of our many exciting projects for the next 6 months.
So we hope you've enjoyed this podcast as much as we have enjoyed recording it. And not only the recording of it, but just taking ourselves through that 6 month process of taking stock and just looking back and seeing what we've achieved, created, challenges we've faced along the way. And so we really encourage you to do the same, enjoy this process, and then let's all celebrate how far we've all come in the last 6 months.
Yay! Well done us!
Yes! And let's keep chatting. Update us. Tell us what you've been doing. Yeah. And let's see where the next 6 months take us.
You've been listening to the Project Love podcast. We really hope you enjoy this episode. And if you did, then come and subscribe on iTunes, and we'll deliver each new episode straight to your device. And we would love it if you would leave us a review to help us spread the love far and wide. And if you can't think of anything to write, then just tap 5 stars and say, best podcast ever. Thank you.